So Count Week starts this Wednesday, the 13th, and it'll go for 7 days. And during the week, we just look for unusual species and make note of them. Then Count Day, which is on Saturday, the 14th, we will be out looking at birds all day long from the crack of light till there isn't any light. And if we're lucky, somebody might even hear an owl in the dark, and we can count it for that day. So on that day, we count all the birds we see and all the species we see. Mm-hmm. I think last year we saw somewhere around 6,000 birds and about 53 species.
Okay. Is that pretty typical? Or
our average number of species is about 50. So last year, actually, we did a little better. Okay. We had quite a few people. I think we had 15 people last year out looking.
And that's another heads up to people who haven't noticed this happening. You might see people wandering around with binoculars through town and looking for birds.
Right. And folks can help us. People that want to go out for the day and brave the weather, that's great to have help. But also people that want to do birding from their house. Maybe they have a bird feeder and they could count birds and count species that they have at their house that day, and that can count, be used for our data.
What kinds of things are you thinking about when you're putting up your feeder at this time of year?
Well, I think probably one thing you're thinking about are watching out for window strikes. That's true any time of the year with bird feeders. One thing that's been found is you can help by either placing the bird feeder right next to your window or be at least, say, 30 to 50 feet away from the window. If it's right next to your window, they can't get up enough speed. Even though they might still bump in your window, it's not going to be enough impact that could kill them. And then if it's far enough away, they're much less likely to fly into your window.
Okay. And then what you put out, I imagine, plays a big role in what actually lands at your feeder in terms of food and water.
That's true. You know, in general, I've found just the basic mix of bird seed, wild bird food works well. And then, of course, putting out suet type feed helps bring in the woodpeckers and the species that like to feed on that high-fat diet. I know one problem we have is unwanted birds coming in and just taking over a feeder, and there's several things we can do about that. I'm still working on my strategy personally, but one thing I've found that works is putting a fence with a wire mesh size of maybe an inch and a half square. It shouldn't just be bare wire, though. It should be coated wire so that they don't freeze to it. But that helps exclude, it depends who you're trying to exclude, but say the jays on up to pigeons.
The biggest birds that can knock over your feeder and make a mess of things, right?
Yeah, they make a mess, but they also, it's just incredible how much the bigger birds and the bigger flocks can come in and eat. You know, they can. I've seen a quart disappear in a couple hours or even less. If you're on the beach, the crows can come in. You can have 50, 60 crows, and they can go through a lot of food real quick. Nothing wrong with crows, but I can't afford to feed all of them. And then pigeons, being a non-native species, they can cause a lot of issues. Will come in and run off all the other birds. They eat a lot of food. Well, on the feeders, one thing is now we have the Anna's hummingbird spending their winter here. And it's hard to say how many we have in town right now, but it wouldn't surprise me if we have 4 to 6 of them in town. I really don't know. The Anna's hummingbird is a fairly recent change. They actually migrate northward in the fall and are spending the winter here and then heading back south in the spring. They're only able to survive here by humans putting out the hummingbird feeders for them. If someone chooses to put out the hummingbird feeder and keep it out during the winter, if we stopped feeding during the middle of the winter, in all likelihood that Anna's hummingbird would not make it through the winter. So maybe you have a buddy system with a neighbor and you both have feeders out, so if you went on vacation, but also knowing that you need to keep that feed out and keep it thawed, whether you buy a commercial feeder that has a little heater in it, a plug-in type, make one of your own. I know I've made them with like a 20-watt light bulb underneath of it in a can. But also another option is you rotate each morning room temperature, a second feeder, you bring it back out, and so it's thawed for them and ready first thing in the morning, because that's when they need that after spending the night out in a torpor, you know, they're lowering their body temperatures and making it through the night.
For people who see some unusual bird or something they can't identify, you're happy if people call you?
I'm more than happy to help identify birds. There are some apps out there right now. Merlin is a popular one that people put on their phone. If you get a picture of it, you know, you can put it through that app. But yes, I'd enjoy helping other folks try to figure it out. And if I don't know it, then I enjoy trying to learn myself. And pictures are worth a lot. So if you see a bird that you're not sure what species it is, try to get a picture.
Mm-hmm. In many places around the country, birding is a destination, a reason to go somewhere and travel and see unusual species. What draw does this area have for the greater public, either this time of year or summer or any other time of year? What's unusual or unique about this area?
Well, in the winter, we have a plethora of seabirds here. You know, the sea ducks come down. It's all the feed coming up out of the Narrows and Frederick Sound that gets stirred up. So we get a lot of the longtails and the three species of scoters and, you know, all those birds we see out here in the gulls on the Narrows. In the summertime, we get a lot of the typical birds for Southeast Alaska, but due to our location at the mouth of the Stikine River, we can pick up some unusual species here that other people do not see. And then, of course, you throw in all the migration come across the delta on the Stikine River, the shorebirds, the cranes, you know, all the geese and the ducks. And we have some interesting birding around Petersburg.
And I wanted to ask about trends over time because of all the reporting that's been out this past year, and the Audubon has come out with the numbers of birds have dropped precipitously in the past 50 years by one third, it's been reported. Have you seen that kind of trend over time in the time you've been involved with the bird count here on Mitkoff, or is it too difficult with the data here at that small of a level?
I haven't analyzed the information we have available to look at it in light of that study that recently came out in September from Cornell University and the Canada Wildlife Service and Smithsonian and et al. So I really can't say specifically. I would think looking at the breeding bird survey data, which is more of a statistically guided process than the Christmas birding count, would probably give us a more accurate answer to that question.
Okay. Are you seeing any trends over time with bird, either migration or numbers or anything?
You know, a lot of them for me are just observational and not data-driven. It seems to me when I go to the Stikine Delta in the spring now that I am not seeing the number of shorebirds, the sandpipers that we used to, and that is backed up by more studies nationwide that have also shown that trend. I know with our Christmas bird count, one that I can recall offhand is the swans, the trumpeter swans out at Blind Slough, have actually decreased over the past 25 years or so. Maybe not the number of birds migrating through, but the birds that choose to overwinter has dropped, which is not alarming to me because I know that continent-wide, the number of trumpeter swans has increased dramatically over that time period. So for whatever reason, we're not seeing as many here as we used to. You know, that could be a function of with warming winters, warming falls, they're not being pushed out of the interior as early as they used to. It also could be a factor of with more of our lakes around Southeast being open water, you know, Petersburg Lake, Barnes Lake, etc. Maybe they're just more spread out and not being concentrated at Blind Rapids and Blind Slough like they used to.
Any other topics we missed that are important to highlight?
Well, I would like to encourage people who have bird feeders to please keep them active this week, keep them going. So it helps us get an accurate bird count if the birds are more concentrated and focused around feeders. I don't think it changes the number of birds that are around here in that short amount of time, but it does make it much easier to get a full count on them. And if people wanted to let me know that they have an active feeder, I'd be glad to know that, and then we could come by your house on Saturday and just drive by or walk by and see what we can see in your yard, and that would be helpful.